Nearly a million so-called dreamers around the country are on edge. A decision is due soon about the fate of a program protecting these young immigrants from deportation. Washington's governor has vowed to vigorously defend them. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
10 states have threatened a lawsuit unless the Trump administration starts to dismantle the DACA program by September 5th. DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is an Obama-era program for young immigrants without legal status. It helps them avoid deportation and get work permits.
And to pull the rug out from under them now would be an immoral affront.
That's Washington Governor Jay Inslee. He's joined with nearly 2,000 state and local leaders in a petition to preserve DACA.
We have spent tens of thousands of dollars educating them. We have provided them need grant scholarships, and we're not giving up their dreams without a fight.
If it comes to a lawsuit, Inslee says the state will seek to intervene. Opponents of DACA say the program is unlawful. Washington State is home to more than 17,000 DACA recipients, like Graciela Nunez Pargas, who came here from Venezuela at age 7.
I've entered kind of this stalemate of stress. Like, I can't get any more stressed out.
She's relied on DACA to get jobs and school financial aid. Nunez graduated from UW last year. Next is law school. But she just postponed her LSAT test next week to wait out this news. Either way, Nunez says she'll stay focused on her goals and the lasting benefits of DACA.
It's opened a lot of opportunities for us to be more comfortable and feel that we are more American or more accepted as Americans.
Polls show a large majority of Americans agree with her. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.